I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Holy smokes, what a crazy episode of The Bachelor tonight. Of course, it's part one. Oh, we are all swatting flies here on the panel. For you podcast listeners, we're just like Pete and Maddie in Alice Springs, Australia, swatting the flies away. Man, I feel like I'm swatting away my feelings right now.
Right?
This was a crazy episode.
What is happening?
Y'all are first-time viewers. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV. We are an after-show network, and we're your fantastic Bachelor panel.
We are.
So excited to be here. I'm joined by some of my favorite people in the world sitting on this panel right here.
Wow.
Quickly, just to let you guys know, we are covering the finale of The Bachelor. I'm going to quickly introduce myself. Part one, there's part two tomorrow. My name is Jeffrey Graham. I'm a Bachelor obsessee, guilty and proud that I love this show as much as I do. And I'm joined by some of my fellow cohorts. I'm going to start with Mike Thielen down at the other end of the table.
Hi.
Mike is also an insanely talented host.
Thank you.
And an unabashed reality TV lover.
Yeah, I love it.
Mike Thielen, good to have you tonight.
Thank you. And yes, my name is Thielen, T-H-I-E-L-I-N-G.
Yes.
Not feeling, as many people were putting in the comments
Mike
just now.
Thielen, except for this show, we should probably call you Mike Thielen.
Yeah, I have a lot of feelings. But yeah, I'm pumped to be here and help everybody dissect the mess of what happened tonight.
Such a mess. To help us dissect this mess is, of course, Rachel Swindler herself. So happy to have you. Rachel, alumni of what many people say is the best season of Big Brother.
That's
season 20.
Oh my gosh, stop. Go on, stop.
Rachel's an important voice in our panel, not only because she's excellent, but also keeps us in line in the trailer when we're watching, which I really appreciate.
Oh.
Truth.
Rachel's diehard on the show.
Yes.
Very invested.
Scary.
Yeah. And Christine Veen, I feel like she's an OG with me.
We've been in the trenches for a while. I feel like Christine,
in a way, helped get me on the panel, if I'm going to be honest. You guys know she writes for Perez Hilton. She loves The Bachelor. And we're just so excited about tonight's episode.
I'm so excited.
We're not only breaking it down, we do have some crazy coronavirus news related to this franchise that Christine will be breaking down later in the episode. We have our Tweeting for the Right Reasons segment, and we do have a hashtag Tweeting for the Right Reasons tweet that I love that we'll be reading.
Savage.
And some predictions, of course, because of the finale tomorrow. But before we get into all that, we have overall thoughts on this episode. Christine, you don't even know how to articulate your thoughts right now.
I have no words. Oh my gosh. I wish I could be like Barb and just cry through my thoughts. I don't know. Man, this episode truly was one of the best episodes of the season because it left me at such a crossroads between Madison and Peter. I truly don't have the words yet, so I'm gonna come back to this.
Not to come back. Rachel, what did you think?
Gosh, being an indecisive person myself, I feel for Peter. So I was just so invested the entire time. I'm like you, like, I don't understand what my feelings are because I see both sides so very clearly.
Yeah.
So I can see where his parents are coming from. I can see where Peter's coming from. I can see where Madison's coming from. So I feel very conflicted right now.
Mikey.
Super confused. I'm super confused. I feel like Peter's mom is all over the place and is not making any sense, nor should his family be so oddly involved. I don't know. To me, it's way overly epic. And a lot of the actions tonight, I think, are just very confusing and inconsistent.
Yeah, the family stuff is crazy. It might just be because I come from like such like a white picket fence Midwestern home where like if you say you're sad, everyone shuts down. Like it's just like we're not really like we're a close family, but we're not. Here's what did not happen. I did not sit my future wife down to let her explain why she's uncomfortable with me sleeping with other women.
Right.
That was bonkers to me. I can't wait to talk about just the dynamics.
I have a really great relationship with my parents.
Yeah.
But when I come over, my mom is never like, oh! Like, yo,
I love it.
Chill out.
They're just, I remember last year someone tweeted, like, oh, look, Peter's family. And it was a picture of four golden retrievers.
Right? They're going to be further from the truth now.
I will say, though, because this is The Bachelor and what he went through with Hannah Brown, I'm sure they are just even more heightened than they normally are.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not this bad.
Right.
But given the situation and the Hannah Brown, and now it's up here, and oh my gosh, he's got a second chance, and we have to make sure that it's right.
But is like, am I the only one that maintains this is a reality show? Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm too spoily of the fun of it or whatever. But
get in there, Mike.
Well, to me, this family knows they're on a reality show. They know there's a certain percentage that this is for TV and it's not going to work. The overly emotional, as if he's truly choosing life or death or something like that. It's so it's it's surreal to me. It's too over the top.
It explains so much. How has Peter chosen his women all season?
Yeah, when they are overly emotional. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, one thing's for sure, Peter's like the heartbeat of this family. It's like whatever choice he makes directly affects everybody else's well-being, clearly.
It just so shows, you know, he's close to his mom, and like, to a certain extent, like, psychiatrists and therapists will talk about how, like, you kind of marry your mom you know? Mm-hmm. And he's totally trying to marry his mom. That's like when you look at all the women he's been validating, mm-hmm. and, you know, the tears, the conflict, you can tell that's how this family kind of gets off. It's really, really interesting.
Yep.
Well, let's talk about his family. They all call him Bud, which I love.
Bud,
come on, Bud. I mean, Bud, we just love you, Bud.
And then Chris Harrison, his surrogate dad, is also started doing it as well.
Bud. Hey, Bud.
Hey, Bud. Yeah. Hey, Bud. All right.
Let's talk about our Bud, Peter.
And Peter's like, I'm a pilot.
I know. Peter's wanted to, like, escape the accusation that he's kind of a kid and, like, doesn't have his emotions in check. And everyone's calling him Bud.
Not going well this episode.
I know. But the first thing, he sits down with them, he explains his journey, and he just puts it all out there. And he's like, so Hannah, Ann, and I are great. Maddie has some trouble. You see, I porked a lot of women, and she told me not to. And then the family's like, we get that, Peter. You know, I think what was most shocking to me was just having that open of a dialogue with my family. Like, it's just so different than the way I roll with my crew. Mm-hmm. But to each their own.
They seem really close. I mean, I'm pretty close with my family as well. I have three other siblings, and we're pretty open, but not to that level about just our sexual history. I don't know. I mean, even though my parents have, like, you know, tell us, but you don't actually tell them.
Totally.
You know, like, you got to keep some veil of secrecy there. But I do agree with you that I think Peter could have done a better job at prefacing this conversation, because I feel like he kind of set Madison up to just be on the defense. Like, mm-hmm. I understand, you know, you obviously are bringing her here to get your family's advice. That's fine and dandy. But let them see it for what it is first. Mm. And then maybe, I think he should have had that conversation after, and see if that changes things. Because I felt like they were immediately on the, like, let's get this information out of her, where they were welcoming Hannah Ann with open arms for just who she was.
To the extent where his brother even said, we're willing to look past Madison's transgressions. He said, well, I mean, we can look past it.
Real quick, Jeff, because I am, of course, in the chat, and we love seeing all of you in here. Amaya Baker with a great drop of knowledge. It is because Dad is also named Peter, so Bud lets them distinguish who they're calling out for.
Thank you, Amaya.
Oh, Peter Sr.
Yes, makes a lot of sense. Yes, her transgressions of desiring to remain a virgin. Yeah. How dare she?
Well, here's the thing, too. It being his second time around, too, again, like I said, this is a big deal. This is a big deal for them. So if there's one hiccup in the road, which there was a hiccup with Maddie, they're like, oh, no, we're not going to go through this again. We want you to go on that easy path. Go for the easy one. That's why I think that they're doing this a little bit, too.
It seemed too extreme to me. Like, just give your opinion, or I feel like his family should have been more questions. What are you feeling about both of them? Let's meet them, and let's get blah, blah, blah. But the hardcore, it was too overly not the right one. Not, there's so many red flags. Yeah. There really isn't.
No.
It's not a big deal for being like, yo, if you sleep with other women, I don't really know if I'm comfortable with going forward. I feel like that's almost a positive. Like, okay, mm-hmm. cool. She's confident in herself. She knows what she's doing. Why is this such a terrible negative thing?
Yeah.
And I mean, can we put Barb on the hot seat? Was your relationship that easy? Because he marvels after their relationship so much and wanting that. But I'm sure it wasn't, like, so instant. I don't know. Like, I agree. I don't think love should be so hard and so messy, but there are shades of gray. You are going to get some conflict before you get to the end game. And I just don't, I just feel like Maddie got just a rough deal here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think not so much against Madison, but I think their family just so wants to protect Peter.
Yes.
You know, like, they're just so on the Peter train that, and I kind of understand to a certain extent that there might not be a ton of compatibility between Maddie and Peter. We're going to get into that more specifically when we get to, like, that topic. But the family wasn't so much shaming Maddie for what she wanted, but just fearing that, knowing their son, the portrait of her that he's painting doesn't feel compatible. And I will say, the way he pitched it wasn't great. Like, he's mm-hmm. like, Hannah, well, yes, and I are great. So what the family hears is, like, I have this one relationship that's easy and this one where, you know, she's putting up a lot of roadblocks. And that's what the mom hears, mm-hmm. right? The mom isn't hearing... I mean, that's how I read that scene. then again, I did think they overreacted. Mike, I'm glad you mentioned the chat. Just so y'all know, we go live on Mondays right after the broadcast, and we're going to be covering...
Well, for today.
For today, yeah. We're still figuring out tomorrow's schedule, which we'll talk more about at the end of the show. But thank you so much for tuning in, y'all. We're so glad to have you in the chat. We have, you know, hundreds, sometimes thousands of people joining us all across the world, which we really appreciate. And if you have thoughts, please share them in the chat. We'll read them on air. And the way you can help us most right now is to like this video. When you guys like this video, it's easier just hitting a button. It bumps up our searchability and even helps the producers at the network convince us, you know, when to schedule our show, that kind of stuff. So we really appreciate it. Hit that like, and thanks for being fans.
Yeah.
Any good thoughts in there right now, Mike?
There's a lot because there's about 500 people in here. So going very quick, but I will definitely call some out as we go on. Continue.
Great. Well, let's go ahead then and talk about Hannah Ann meeting the family. They liked her.
They loved her.
Yeah.
She could have been like, easy. By the way, I have a sixth toe. It might be passed on to your kids. They'd be like, great, whatever.
We
like,
love toes.
Yeah. Right. I don't know. That was random, but just anything. Yeah.
She's sweet. She was really heartfelt in what she was saying to the parents, and they completely eat that stuff up. So yeah. She's simple.
This was the...
In that respect.
This was the best she's ever sounded. The mm-hmm. most... what's the word I'm trying to say? Well-spoken.
Articulated.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, she articulated things very well. She articulated her emotions and her feelings to them very well. So overall, this is a Hannah Ann date. Mm-hmm. This is exactly how Hannah Ann's dates always go. They're very perfect with a bow on top. And
If I had to be cynical, she has all the right answers almost too much.
Yes.
And she had the tears on cue this episode, too. Just, I'm so emotional.
And, like, maybe she's telling the truth, but, like, do you guys think she's that head over heels for Peter?
No.
Or she's this head over heels for a great edit?
I mean, it's very easy to give the right answers.
Yeah.
I could get, if I was on The Bachelorette, I could give the perfect answers to family every single time. You could fake it completely.
Yeah.
I think she's a very sweet, wholesome, wholehearted girl. I don't think she's trying to get an edit. I just think that she thinks she's in love with Peter.
Mm.
I think she's caught up in a fairy tale and a fantasy. And she's like, oh my God. And I just think that she just thinks that she is.
Well, she wants him to choose her so badly.
Yes.
And that feeling to get caught up in that can drown you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what you want. Like, you want a man to really choose you and choose this relationship, especially when she's been giving a lot on her end. So I do think she genuinely cares about him, but she, like Peter, is falling in love with the maybe just an idea of what this is supposed to be versus what it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a ton to say about...
Again.
I feel like that's been the motif of this season. Is that the Hannah Ann part happened?
Well,
and
the big
it
thing
happened. Thing being, next.
The big thing to say about her is their actual date and how awkward and whatever it was.
Yeah, you know what? While we're talking about Hannah Ann, let's go ahead and discuss their date.
Mm-hmm.
This kangaroo sanctuary was kind of dope.
The best people on the... So the best living things on the entire episode.
Yeah.
Baby kangaroos.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I'd be down. My favorite part was when Hannah Ann says, I've never been this close to one before. And I'm like, before? when have you ever seen a kangaroo?
I surely have not.
But maybe she's been to Australia. I don't know. I guess they were there earlier. Maybe she was referring to... this was just such a bachelor date. Like,
it was.
Let's watch them nurse a small child. You know, they're trying to create this co-parenting thing.
They gave us the shot, too, from the kangaroo's vantage point of them, like... Yes. And feeding the bottle. I was like, oh, man. This is laying it on thick.
Yes. And then they go out and have some snacks. And I don't know. I mean, what else?
I mean, you could tell that his body language was very off based on what happened.
Yeah.
And on that date and then on the evening portion of their date as well, he just really wasn't... I'm sorry?
He wasn't present.
He wasn't present, yeah. And he wasn't giving her the validation that, again, all season he's been screaming for from the women. And from the, like, because think about it. From the time that he saw Madison, I think there was maybe a 30-second difference between when their heads were, like, pressed against each other. That's how they communicate. Like, when they're in the thick of it, he wants to be close to her to even give her that physical validation. With Hannah Ann, she was just kind of, like, off to the side. I very much look at body language, being that Peter's a physical guy, too.
You're right.
And it just wasn't screaming, like, you know, the same way Madison wasn't kissing him so much because she knew it was the end. I feel like Peter was doing the same thing. Like, I'm not going to be too much on you because I'm still not sure.
There is literally no mystery here. He likes Madison more than Hannah. That's just what
100%.
It is.
I mean, yeah.
It's 100%. Just what it is. And Madison's putting up some defense and he's not liking it. And the family is like, oh, Hannah Ann is easy, but it's not what he's feeling. So that's how he's acting towards Hannah Ann. She's 100% in, but he's doing this whole awkward thing whenever they're at the date. You know, and when they go back, he's not all over. They're not making out. That would be the 100% go ahead, right?
Well, she said it too.
Yeah, she did, which I appreciated.
She's like the night before, like.
Well, that's the crazy thing. For him to tell her the night before their potential engagement that his heart is pulled in two different directions.
Right.
After she left. I mean, if they were truly equal, her leaving would mean it's easy for him.
Yes.
You know, if they were truly equal, that means if he loved them the same, she's making the choice for him actually easier. So then he can be easily all in with Hannah Ann. But for him to know that Maddie's not even an option and to still say his heart is torn in two directions.
Yeah.
There is no way he likes her as much as he likes Maddie.
No.
There's no way he's choosing Hannah Ann. I mean, like we've said all season, there's no question, there's no doubt he is a completely different person with Madison than he is with Hannah Ann. His feelings are just, it's right there, plain and simple. So.
Yeah, that's not what you want to hear the night before your engagement. No. And it's an interesting, Peter's whole thing has been like 100% pure honesty in all circumstances at all times. And I'm not sure it's always paid off. I feel like there's been a couple times when he's been a little insensitive or like not super tactful with the way he's like, he might not be the most emotionally intelligent. I mean, like the night before your engagement, you can't be saying, I hope I have clarity tomorrow.
Right.
Don't tell that to your future wife.
Yeah. Agreed. There was a couple lines in there where I was like, not that.
Like if you don't not know that. Now, a sleep isn't going to help. Like you're not going to wake up and be like, I got it. Like,
yeah.
Like what?
It's like,
I got it.
Yeah. Oh, that's like, clear. All I needed was some raisins.
Especially,
like,
especially when this is the girl who said, get out of your system, go hang out with the other girls, really see what you want. And now he, you know, she's still around. She had a great time with the parents. Everything seems great there. So she's getting all the green lights except from him, which is the most important thing.
So does it pay to be a Hannah Ann?
Not in this case.
What are your goals of the show?
I mean, I feel bad because...
I mean, relationships.
And you're fine. I mean, I feel like I'm interrupting. I was just going to say it's got to be frustrating for her because the only validation he gives is like, you've been so good to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like he just keeps telling her like, you've been my rock. You're so selfless. And she's like, I'm also here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is interesting. Astrid says, Peter said in an interview, he knew who was the one from week 4. But now all of a sudden he's conflicted in the finale that we're seeing. And according to Chris Harrison, none of us know what's going to happen yet.
Because it's Maddie. He's known since week 4 that Maddie's the winner.
Yeah. Okay. So speaking about Chris Harrison, I've been trying to rack my brain to figure out like what he could possibly mean by like this is a different ending that we never had before. And the only thing I could think of, even though we're all convinced he doesn't end up with Hannah Ann, is that maybe he does pick her initially and it's different because isn't it tradition with The Bachelor that they never end up with the girl who gets the first impression rose? And that's...
It's very, very highly unlikely. You know what I mean? It's happened a couple times.
So maybe that's what makes it different. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I don't know either.
I'm trying to think of all these little clues and things they've been dropping. You know, follow Lauren Zima. I follow her as well, and she's been putting up a lot of interviews, and I'm like, I don't know, PETA.
Well, let me shout out the chat again, because Kimberly Davison, said something that we all had said in the truck as well. I'd never accept a proposal after hearing all that.
This can't be good for either woman.
It looks terrible either side.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at these edits... When they're, let's say he's watching, he's holding hands with Hannah Ann tonight.
Right.
This isn't fun to watch.
No.
We're both like, oof.
Right.
But let's say he's holding hands with Maddie tonight. It sucks for her.
My in-laws hate me.
To watch the whole family crap on her.
Yeah.
It's a rough deal for either of these women to watch this back.
Yeah. Well, if he does end up, if he has ended up with Madison, hopefully they've mended fences by now and they've established a great relationship and they're able to look past that.
Mike B is right. We need Victoria F to come back. It's the only thing that can happen.
No.
Save this whole show.
The season right there.
Wow. Victoria will only show up at the wedding. Just kidding. God. Sorry. That's so savage.
The only way this works out with Madison after seeing all this footage as well is... Just based on the teaser that we saw, that she comes back and it seems like she has a moment with Chris Harrison where she admits, like, she made a mistake. Maybe she has more of a come-to-Jesus moment, literally, pun intended, of just, like, maybe, you know, just her and Peter figuring this out and her being like, yeah, you know, watching it back, maybe I could have handled this differently, and her kind of, like, taking the blame for everything.
I don't like any of it. I don't like any of it. I don't think...
It wouldn't be ideal.
I'll put a big stake in the ground. I feel like, at this point, Peter doesn't deserve Madison. Mm. I don't think Madison's done anything wrong. I like what she said about the fantasy suite. I like that she stuck to her guns and her beliefs, and there's nothing wrong with her beliefs, okay? Mm-hmm. There's also nothing wrong with what Peter did, but I get really annoyed and tired of hearing Peter say, I would do anything for it. But like, no, you didn't. You could have done exactly what you should have done and not slept with any of them. And then there would be none of this kind of doubt or blockage or anything like that, because his mom's nonsense of talking about her being very religious and different from Peter is total bunk, because she prayed to Jesus and the angels sent Hannah Ann. I mean, she talked nothing but religious subtext or overt, right? And then the whole thing of Peter having this weird, different life that he likes to club and go line dancing, this is all nonsense, right? When you get into a legit relationship.
I kind of disagree, actually.
How so? I mean, I used to go to bars and clubs and stuff, too. Well, I have somebody now, and you know, we do that together if we want to. None of this is drastically different.
I hear what you're saying, and I actually think, but what the family was saying was subtext for something else. Sure, they were like, Peter likes to go to clubs. That's not the issue. I think it's more like Peter might not want to like send their whole family to church camp. Like, I just think it's a bigger. And I will say, I think the religious stuff you're talking about is, it's two different things. Like, I think Barbara was very clear to say, like, I'm spiritual. And I think Madison was saying, like, I am, like, a ride-or-die Protestant Christian. Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to stop you, because it's definitely not true. I mean, she's making out with this guy who's making out with all these other girls on a reality TV show. She's not the devoutest of the devout.
Well, like, she that's was just, the first one to share
just
that.
Not
was,
true.
She shared that was really hard for her. She was like, I've already compromised a ton, was what she said at their one-on-one. She said, I've had to watch you kiss people all season. So she drew. It was hard for her to not draw those lines, too, which makes me wonder, once they enter a marriage, and again, they're both, I love both of them. I don't know if they're super compatible.
Yeah.
I don't know either, but talk about it. Talk about that specific stuff instead of the family being like, well, she's super religious, so forget it.
Right.
Well, talk to her. Say, hey, you know, he hasn't been that religious up until this point. What does the family look like for you?
I think the underlying concern there as well goes back to what Barb said to Hannah Ann about just him not changing you, you not changing him. Like, yeah, the religion thing is a big thing, but I think they're also seeing it like, well, if you bend for this and you change this part of your life for her, like, what else are you going to change too? Like, it's a slippery slope of
religion
them feeling like, if you could change on something that big, like, we could lose you to everything else that she wants from you too, which I think is also, like, irrational to go down that path, but maybe that's what the way they're seeing it.
And, like, yeah, we were having the debate in the trailer of, like, whether or not they were talking about, like, you don't want to compromise yourself too much for this marriage.
Yeah.
And, Mike, which I appreciate, you were quick to say, like, well, marriage is about a ton of compromise. But at the same time, you don't want to have to. The best marriages are about, yes, meeting the middle and compromising, but still feeling like the person you're with makes you more yourself.
It like, compliments you.
Compliments mm-hmm. you. And, like, I'm lucky. I feel like I'm most myself when I'm with Laura. Like, I feel like she loves me. Like, she loves who I am. Mm-hmm. And I think the fear is, like, the essence of who Maddie and Peter are. They won't mend. Like, they'd make it work, but, like, that's not a fun marriage. Like, it's not a fun marriage to be constantly fighting to understand your partner.
Yeah. Let me just comment on what someone's put in the chat, because they're getting me. So Amaya Baker, super big fan of the show, we love seeing you here, is saying that I should stop. Kissing has nothing to do with religion and blah, blah, blah. That's not really, I think my sentiment is being taken the wrong way. I don't think she is, that Maddie is this so devout religious person like Peter's family is making her out to be, and thus they wouldn't work together. I don't know necessarily if they're compatible. I don't know. We just get to see what we see. It's more on them. And he's obviously like head over heels in love with her. So that's enough for me, and that's fine.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We weren't really saying this all season before this became an issue, though. It was like, they're perfect together, Maddie, Peter, and now it's like, I want to know what else they're not, like, meeting in the middle about.
I don't know what the big issue is.
Yeah, I mean, Rachel, what were you going to say?
No, I'm just saying, religion is a very big deal in a relationship. It is. I'm not as religious as I used to be, but coming from a Christian background, I feel like it would be hard for me to date someone who wasn't Christian.
I can speak to that, too. I mean, I also come from, like, a pretty traditional Protestant Christian background that I think Madison's is similar to. And, again, like, she's from the South. Like, I feel like SoCal Christianity culturally is, like, probably a little different. And
yes.
Maybe the family's overreacting, but the fact that Maddie's the one who left clearly means she agrees with them. I mean, she's the one who recognized their lack of compatibility. Mm-hmm. I think all she was doing is reinforcing the sentiments that the family saw. Peter's the only one who's not seeing it to me. Because Maddie's the one who left.
Because he's a fighter. He'll fight until the death for the woman that he loves.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of experience mixing religions with people who get married. Because I've married almost every religion to every other religion you could imagine at this point. Religion is very important in a relationship if it's important to you. And if it's not super important to you, then it's not very important. I was literally having this conversation with my friend today, talking about how he is Buddhist and he was dating somebody who's Christian. And he literally said, like, hey, if we ever had kids, they can be Christian. It doesn't matter to me. I'm down to whatever. So it's really an individual thing. I don't think we really saw that specific conversation enough to just slam judge her, like, too religious, not going to work with
people. We're not judging her.
Not us. Sorry, the collective.
But even the family wasn't necessarily judging her. They were saying, we're scared for our son. Like, they never said, you're too religious. What they're saying is, like, I don't think that your worldview is going to fit with Peter. You know?
But what is it? Like, do they know her worldview? It just seems odd to me, like, how harsh they were.
I feel like they didn't know enough about her
yet.
Exactly.
Why I said, I wish he didn't preface their meeting with all that.
Yeah, you're right. I agree with that.
Because they don't know, like, she's a foster parent recruiter. She loves basketball. She's, like, so many other things about her that are fun and outgoing, and, like, they don't even know that about her.
Yeah, if this is who Peter wants, if this is the direction that Peter wants to go and it's not the easiest path, let him make that decision. Let him go down that path.
Yeah.
If that's who he loves, don't try to be, well, this is easier, but she's a sure thing. No, let him go down this. Let them work together to see if they can, with the religion, with that conflict, if they can do this path together.
And I gotta say, if you're gonna be I'd rather place my bets on him and, you know, trying things out with someone religious like Madison versus someone religious like Luke P. Like, that would be, you know what I mean? Like,
you're right.
Taking a chance. I don't think she's gonna, like, corrupt him or anything. Like, I feel like most parents would actually want that you to go up with someone who's, like, a little more on the straight and narrow path.
Totally.
Well, and we don't necessarily know that Peter isn't open to exploring the religious elements in his life, right? I mean, they're obviously Christian. Mom is making all the references that a Christian family would make. So maybe he's open to, you know, going deeper with Madison in that respect.
He said he did. And that's his prerogative.
Of course, yeah. Now that he's chosen the one, you know, I don't know. I put it all on him. He could not have loved her the most over everybody if he wasn't willing to just not sleep with other women for another week.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it was also crazy to watch this conversation with his brother, where his brother's like, dude, I know you, and I cannot see being with the girl that you don't get in the sack with, man. Like, clearly Peter, I mean, like, dude likes to get it on.
Yeah.
You know? And, like,
I want to shout out Amaya Baker again real quick. I'm sorry. I know I'm jumping in a lot, but she's completely right. Peter shut his mom down, and that was funny. I did really like that.
Yeah.
really liked when Peter stood his ground right there to his parents. Like, you got to stop. You got to stop. I love that.
I will say, though, it's interesting. I didn't think he was super sensitive. It was weird to watch him deal with a really emotional girl because he's like, stop being crazy. And I was like, I wonder if he would talk to his wife that way. I don't know. Maybe that's his.
Maybe he's just maxed out of Barb's tears.
Yeah, that was too much.
Your mom is a different level of, like, you know, annoyance. No shade to my mom. I love you, but you know when your mom gets on your nerves.
Yeah,
no one can get on your nerves like this, right?
Nobody.
All this was weird, though. This was all weird.
Very strange.
Yeah, he's just already so confused. The last thing he needs is his mom crying, going, "The angels and God and a sign." Like,
dude,
that was brutal. I'd be like, "Yo, okay."
It just doesn't seem to me like he is confused. To me, and I feel like most everybody watching it, it's obvious. He wants Madison.
Right.
If the family had said, she's awesome, go for it, then would we even have a two-part finale? Yeah. Would he have not already proposed to Madison, probably?
She would have still left.
And I also think...
Would she?
I think
if the family treated her super open arms? I feel like that was the impetus for her, for things going downhill with her.
I'm going to, like, really speculate here, but I feel like the producers wanted us to see on their helicopter flight Peter talking about, like, this is, like, a spiritual, aboriginal, sacred thing.
Yes.
And I kind of saw in Maddie's eyes, like, I feel like she might not be the kind of person who's comfortable talking about, I don't know, I felt like that was the moment to me that tipped the scales where she's like, I feel like we have different views on religion. Like, maybe I'm speculating, but I feel like even that put her off to hear him speaking so open-mindedly and openly about other cultures. And this is a five, like, she might not even believe, he's like, this is a 500 million year old rock. She might not believe,
she might be a new earther.
I don't know. We don't know.
Only because when they sat down, she was like, that was amazing, like looking at the rock. So I think she appreciated it.
Yeah.
I think I'm leaning more with Mike on this one, that that convo with the parents might have been like what tipped her over.
Because she was already in a not so great zone when she found out he had sleepovers with the other girls, right? But I think she kind of rationalized. She tried. She fought back. She defeated Victoria F, right? So she got up, like, fought back. But then the parents just slammed it down. And then, of course, whatever the conversation was about the rock, she went on to tactfully avoid Peter's kisses for the rest of the time, right? So that was the cringiest thing
ever.
That
was hard to watch. So do you guys – why do you guys think Maddie left? The family?
It's got to be all of it. It's got to be a 360-degree view of what's going on, where they're at.
I think that it got to the point where she's, this is difficult, and then it just,
Literally, Maddie in that moment, like, this is difficult, we got to get over this hurdle. She finally says, I love you. It's like this great moment, and then you walk right into the wolves then. Like, that might have been a sign from God for her. Like, bro, let me just pump the brakes. Like, I need to slow down.
Yeah, the parents were definitely the tipping point. That's what sent her home.
Peter's got to be pissed at his family after this.
Yeah.
Got to be.
Well, I mean, he can get her. It's his decision, right? So he can just say no to Hannah Ann and make a last-ditch, jump-the-fence plea to Madison, which is obviously what they're teasing us with for tomorrow. So I mean, Madison's not back. Barb's still around. Everything's happening
unless
tomorrow.
Unless the family's where she draws the line, you know? He can do whatever he wants, but if she doesn't want to deal with Barb her whole life, you know?
Well, that's impossible. You can't. That's going to be an ultimatum that you never lose. You're never going to tell somebody, well, I know I've only known you a month, but shut your family out because it's mean.
Well, she won't say that, but I'm just saying maybe that's the if that's the reason she left, even if Peter goes back, you're right, he can try, but I'm not sure. Maybe that's her non-negotiable.
The move would be for Madison, right? If she's really feeling it 1,000%, you go to Chris Harrison and you say, I've got to talk to his mom. I have to have a sit down with his mom and really express how I'm feeling and my beliefs and why I know we're a good match. And I want to assuage all her concerns.
Let's
that's
not forget,
the game move.
Madison's parents weren't exactly the most welcoming to Peter either. Her dad gave
Fair enough.
Like some serious heat about whether or not they could go the distance too. So maybe
crazy
her
stuff.
Parents plus his parents. She was like, man, maybe it's people seeing something I'm not.
Oh, he can't dribble a basketball.
We are running low on time, so I want to quickly get into some crazy news.
Yes, guys. So as you're likely aware if you're watching this channel, if you live on planet Earth, the coronavirus has been taking over. It's been spreading to different countries. And it's affecting our favorite franchise because there was a report that came out in Variety. A spokesperson from Warner Brothers, who produces the show, said that this will be the first time that the franchise does not go international at all throughout the filming process. It will be filmed entirely in the U.S. due to concerns about contracting the virus or coming in contact with areas. They specifically were actually slated to go to Italy, and that got axed as well as any other international travel.
Back to Cleveland.
So that's big news because...
Sorry, the show, Fort Lauderdale.
I mean, what...
Sacramento.
A lot of this is, like...
North Dakota.
I mean, throw it out there. We got 50 states to choose from could potentially...
All the climates.
You know, or they might even be like, hey, we need a road trip this out. No public transportation of any sort.
Oh, like road rules? Like a Winnebago?
Oh,
they all have to drive around? That'd be awesome.
Throwback.
I mean, not only do we have a throwback lead, you know, who's 38 years old. Now we have all these extra factors of, like, the show itself is going to be shot differently. We don't know how this is going to change everything, but it is newsworthy to talk about.
It's going
to
be different.
And let us know in the comments what you think about that.
All right, we are out of time, but I do want to do some quick predictions. So let's quickly, I just want to hear what y'all think is going to happen tomorrow. Rachel.
I think that he is going to choose Madison. Madison comes back and he chooses Madison.
Okay. Mike, what do you think?
I think he ends up with nobody.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yep.
I think that he chooses Madison. I think he goes to have a painful breakup with Hannah Ann and goes after what he wants.
Do you guys think he's going to say no to Hannah Ann at the altar? Do you think he's not going to, or do you think he will get engaged to Hannah Ann?
I don't think it even gets there.
So no engagement?
No.
No.
Because do you think Maddie's going to interrupt the engagement?
Like he gets down on one knee to Hannah Ann and then Madison, or maybe he proposes to Hannah Ann and then after he does that,
Because it feels
Chris
like...
Chris Harrison comes back and says, Madison's back.
Because it feels like the promos we've seen is Peter in his suit being like, I can't breathe right now. I'm lying on the bed. It's probably that Maddie. He's probably finally got on the Hannah Ann train. Peter's like, Maddie's back.
Yep. That's what I think. I think so, too.
That's so mean if that's what happens.
I mean, I don't know. She does come back. I don't know. I feel like this just ends with singledom.
Maybe Hannah Ann just, you know, maybe she's the one who calls it all off.
Yeah.
Like, I can't. Like, you didn't give me enough. I've had enough. We got that teased a lot in the last episode, so.
The two of them go off and have a road trip by themselves. Girl power.
Yeah.
Forget this guy.
Well, we will be discussing it at some point. We're not sure whether or not it's going to be tomorrow. We might be on at 10 p.m. Eastern, which I know would be tough for you East Coasters. But, of course, you can check out the podcast. Say what?
Is it 10 Pacific?
Sorry, 10 p.m. Pacific, which would be 1 a.m. Eastern. We're trying to figure it out. We also are running this really cool Are You the One reunion tomorrow, which is really exciting. So we'll keep you posted. But what you guys should do is just check our channel. We know you're subscribed. We know you know where to find us. The live event will go up, and we can go from there. So in the meantime, you can follow me on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham, and I can't wait for tomorrow.
Yes. Oh, my God. And in the meantime, you guys can follow me on Twitter at Christine Bean with three E's and on Instagram at Christine I. Alexis.
You can follow me on Instagram at Rachel Swindler or on Twitter at Rachie Swin.
Guys, thanks so much for joining us in the chat. Jay Knight, Spring Lavelle, Sarah, Betsy, Diana, Carrie, Kendall, Shanice, Sweet Smile, Sarah, Angela, Juju, Harder Fitz, Ms. Brown Sugar, Angela, J. Jobs. We love you guys. My name is Mike Thieling, T-H-I-E-L-I-N-G. You can find me everywhere at Mike Thieling. Wash your hands.
Wash your hands, y'all.
Just wash them.
See you soon.
Swat the flies.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.